Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
People are concerned with the SNAP benefits expiring.
I said this on Friday. I want to say it again. And I understand when people say things like, yeah, stop being lazy, get a job. But I would recommend you stop pretending you know everyone's situation is like people act like their situation is everyone's situation.
Or they assume things about somebody.
You don't know what other people are going through, including people you think you like, really. People close to you might be hiding secrets that you don't know about, like what they may be receiving. And you don't know.
It's pretty horrible. I saw someone who said, I volunteered. Now, this was not local. Yeah. I volunteered at a food bank, and some of the vehicles I was questioning whether or not, blah, 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 blah. And people were posting things like, please don't assume things about people you don't know. Someone may have a vehicle which was, you know, died in the family and it was left to them and it was, you know, not what they're dealing with. Perhaps somebody is getting a ride to these places to get food. People love to make assumptions or judgments about other people. And that's a shame. Now, do I think that there's some people who are taking advantage? Sure. I don't think it's a large amount. I think with anything, you will have a small percentage that might, you know, take advantage of something. But again, that doesn't mean that the greater good isn't being served. So we'll wait to see if anything changes. There's pressure on the president to release the contingency funds for SNAP. There is money there for like 3 weeks to maybe a month. Which would be helpful. To me, the point is you're doing everything you can. That's what I would believe. As president, you should. You should be doing everything that you can to mitigate the damage to people while we wait to hope that somebody, at the same time, no kind of movement. I mean, Mike Johnson just said they're out for another week again. He's not swearing in a representative still today. And I truly believe it's because he's concerned about the Epstein files. But there's no reason why that woman cannot be sworn in. She has taxpayers. They are paying taxes. They deserve representation. But they're not even trying to do any kind of deal about the health insurance situation, which is a calamity. When you look at the increases some people will be paying, it's atrocious. And now we have SNAP, no benefits for people who are struggling. And I don't know if we're going to see any end in sight with this thing. It's just ugly.
Some people are sharing a woman I worked with. I won't say her name just for privacy reasons, but she posted, I just ran a quote for my 2026 health insurance. It's going to increase by $740.94
a month.
That's $8,891.28 a year. I can't afford that. I have no idea what I'm going to do. So like, it's affecting real people.
It's horrible. And again, there are people who will say, you know, why should I be paying for you? Right. You'll see people who say that. And many of them are either people. I have to say, a lot of the people who are being real jerks about this are either people on Medicare, right? Either people on Medicare with coverage or people who are lucky enough to have coverage through their work, and especially those politicians who have the best of the best insurance, because many people like us who also get our insurance through work are paying exponentially more this next year than we were the previous year. So it's something else. When you get what you have, I got mine, but you shouldn't have yours. For people to say, you know, that they shouldn't have to pay, we are all going to get health care if you're on death's doorstep, right? You call 911, you show up at the hospital, they're not turning you away. Unfortunately, you're not going to get the preventative care in many cases if you don't have the health insurance. So it's almost a death sentence or a sick sentence for you. But if you don't understand that more and more genetic testing is being done as well, where people are now finding out that they are susceptible to some illnesses that could be very, very expensive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So the pre-existing conditions thing that we used to get denied for, can you imagine if they ever tried to get rid of that? There was one senator, a Republican, who was asked, what is your plan to solve this situation? And their answer was, let's go back to high-risk pools. Almost everybody eventually is going to end up in a high-risk pool with the way they're doing genetics now. Because all of a sudden, insurance company's going to go, oh, you have such and such an increased risk of blah, blah, blah. A high risk pool means that some people are going to be through the stratosphere paying health insurance. I think we are truly moving towards, eventually, there will be a public option. We'll have a public option. We will have, like most other first world countries, yes, there are taxes that go towards people having coverage, but we should have universal health care. And the more we see what's happening now with this government shutdown, the more we see that people's groceries are going to be withheld, things that keep people alive, the more we see that the health insurance is going to be, oh, yeah, you could have health insurance. Can you afford it? It's like living in Thunderdome, folks. And eventually,
not quite, but I think it's getting there.
Eventually, you are going to see people who are going to run for office on things like universal health care, and they're going to win because people say, I can't afford health insurance anymore. And the government doesn't care about me. The government doesn't care if I live or die. The government doesn't care if I can feed my children. You know, they don't care about us. You know what they care about? A great Gatsby party at Mar-a-Lago, putting in a new marble bathroom in the Lincoln bedroom, gaudy, over-the-top, ostentatious bathroom, by the way, if you've seen the pictures. Absolutely disgusting. And supposedly, he's doing a lot more renovations at the White House. He is putting up a ballroom that is going to dwarf the size of the White House. And people are wondering, what could he do next? We, I guess, relied on a trust system for hundreds of years. And other people said, what's to stop him from destroying any of our monuments or memorials? And all of that is his like preoccupation right now, as opposed to people struggling every day. All right. So let's look at some of the numbers. 2/3 of the American public say the country is off on the wrong track. That is according to the ABC News Washington Post poll. 67% say the country has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. Now, you've got Democrats and independents. So 95% of Democrats, 77% of independents are pessimistic about the direction of the country. The latest survey represents a drop from November 2024, right before the election. That time, 75% said the country in the wrong direction. Both parties are seen as out of touch with the concerns of most Americans. Donald Trump himself, where's his polling numbers at? There's a couple of different polls out right now. Republicans shoulder more shutdown blame. This is an NBC News poll. Poll finds Americans doubt Trump's commitment to free speech and fair justice. Let's see, this other one. Donald Trump's approval rating hits new low. According to Real Clear Politics, which aggregates several polls, the net approval rating is minus 8.9 percentage points, the lowest in his second term so far, as per that tracker there. I don't know if you got a chance to see him on the interview with Nora O'Donnell last night. Yeah. There's just a lot. He said it's not true that prices are going up.
Yeah.
When you go to the grocery store, it's not true. The only thing he concedes is true is beef.
Which, yes, has gone way up.
But there are so many other products that have gone up crazy amount. If you are the one who does the shopping in the home, you know it. You said, Jason, you guys looked at your older seats.
Yeah, my wife. I clarified because I clearly didn't know what she had told me. I started to say it and I was like, I don't know. She had said with over the past like 6 months, she's seen a grocery bill almost double and we're buying from the same place and not really adding new things. So, you know, I can't believe it's that much. But I've seen the bills and I was like, wow, that's crazy. I don't remember us paying $189 for groceries. That happened last week. It used to be about $105. It's not exactly double, but that's a big jump.
It is a huge jump.
And
when you have a president who is saying it's not true when told that things are more expensive, it's such a disconnect. And how would he know?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.